Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones. Let's just take in a breath and really receive that it is 7-7. Just breathe that in. And that we are in the year of perfect balance. And that if we start playing with all the numbers and all of the things that are happening right now on this planet, we would absolutely be in a dance of delight, in a moment of incredible divine experience. And that is where we are in July right now. And I want to welcome all of you to an extraordinary moment in our beloved evolution on this experience and beautiful Ferris wheel of co-creation. And I want to welcome you right now to Soul Mirrors, because whatever your life is reflecting, it brought you here right now. And my husband's looking at me, which means we probably have a technical issue. Okay. Well, to all of you that are with us this evening, Mercury. You just gotta love Mercury, right? And so what is just so beautiful is for those of you that are just joining us over on all of the places that we stream, like YouTube and Oneness Talk Radio and all of the other beautiful places that receive our video stream, this is actually our second attempt at opening tonight's show. And I love that we were 2 minutes in on our second attempt. And of course, what we'll be doing is taking this breath in, because this is just so symbolic of this week, is it not? We are at a moment where everything around you, and I want you to really breathe into how even today has been. How has it been since Sunday, since that first peak up level moment? In the intensity of that which is coming forward right now, there will be this universal knock that says, are you sure? And every time you say yes, they're going to knock on you again and say, are you sure? And here's the gift, that this week, as it is really up-leveling all those veils, right? Whatever your level of consciousness has been, you are in a moment right now where it is being invited to lift even more. And it's happening so rapidly, so intensely, and simultaneously in so many different dimensions that any remnant of doubt, any breath of discord that would take you away from who you truly are is going to feel, and to me, it's like that shoe in the dryer, you know, that clunk, clunk, clunk in the dryer, it's just going to feel like that piece that doesn't belong that keeps grabbing your attention. And this is a very phenomenal week. Because what is happening is that this week's graphic, I'm gonna roll out of the way for a minute so you all can connect with it. This week's graphic is very much about a birthing chamber. And this birthing chamber, and the way that I've been experiencing, is like the cosmic Gaia, the cosmic energy. And I love how last night on Monday Magic, we were talking about the Lumerian Revolution and really going back to how far beyond just this one teeny tiny little moment in our experience of our beloved ascended state, how in this moment right now, we are being given this opportunity to see, I mean, all veils off, really see that consciousness is the way through this moment. And that when we keep saying yes to consciousness, the ego will keep dancing. And this week, your chalice, and this chalice is the chalice that was shown to me, including the colors and everything about it. And even you see the embrace here, we're all in this beautiful receiving energy around our ascended heart with the cosmic presence. The chalice is very much about you. You are the chalice. And are you really sitting, and I really wanted to be able to show this to you. So I worked on this. There we are. So you are you able to, through your ascendant, notice this is where the fifth dimensional energy is, right? So if the fifth dimension is supporting you, and notice right here that we're at that third chakra, third, first, second, and third chakra, are they able to be stable through this moment, or what's grabbing you? But this heart energy is actually from the top of the third chakra coming around in through our fifth dimensional presence, filling the chalice. And when we lift up our arms, you see what happens? And our head goes back. Oh, forgive me. And our head goes back. That's the moment we're in right now. That's what began June 21. And it is going to keep building, 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 building through August 8, when on the moment of the Lion's Gate, that roar is going to be a cumulative roar of empowered feminine light that has not been called together in this way before. And the reason I'm opening with this evening is because we are in a moment where each being is being tapped on the shoulder. You're being asked to say yes more than once, and you're going to be challenged. And this is the week it will happen. But the key is, how are you moving through those challenges? You know, what is the universe going to put in front of you? Because whatever it is this week, it would be that which would have the greatest power to empower the planetary thought body to move from fear to hate. And, you know, I don't know about you, but that's a bridge I just don't want to help co-create. And so the way that we can co-create the balance, right? 2020 is the year of perfect balance. This is why so many are being called so quickly. This is why it feels so intense so fast, because the up level of this past Sunday and the one that's coming this Saturday, that is a compression of time that would have been equal to 7 years of growth. And I want you to really breathe that in. This is why we have this chalice opening and this support. The way that the compression of time has been working is that in this July up-level moment, when we, boy, I even lose my breath talking about it. Let's all breathe, right? Wow. Whew. Okay. That was really powerful to feel, all of you, as I'm even sharing this. And I'm going to have to stop what I was saying. And when you heard me say that this is going to be equal to 7 years of growth this week, because the reason I'm feeling this right now, feel your heart, go to your heart chakra, really feel it. Go right here. And also, okay, heart and right here, and pay attention to your breath. Really pay attention to your breath, because this week is putting in front of you all, and I'm using that with the big all of the past life experiences that have been overlaying into this life, whether you are conscious of them or not, whether you are aware of it or not. And the leap through the quantum energy, and that's why this is very much about the quantum integration of energy. The more you look at this chalice, the more you'll notice and the more you'll see. There's a lot here. And so as you are moving through all of this quantum space and time, simultaneously, the manifestation of density that wants to move from the fear into the hate has to introduce the element of anger. So this is a week where your anger is going to come forward a lot, and you're either going to witness it in others or witness it in yourself or witness it as part of an literal evolutionary process, because whether you're spiraling up or spiraling down, it's an evolutionary process, right? And in this moment, as all the veils are lifting, what everyone that is choosing to be aware of the opening veil will see is that everything is becoming greater, because everything is part of the all. And so I want you to breathe in right now and consider that anything that is calling you to be angry is something that is saying to you, it's the universe patting you on the shoulder and saying, look, you're doing 7 years. I want you guys to really take this in. And we are on 7-7, which is why they wanted me to hold sharing this until tonight. This week, Sunday, go back if you can and consider Sunday and how your Sunday was. Monday, go back to yesterday if you can and really pay attention. Today, 7-7, when you are actually hearing that you are in the middle of 7 years of work, this is year 3. Tomorrow is year 4. Then we have year 5-6. And on 7, we have this moment. It actually is giving me a throbbing experience in my crown chakra as I talk about it, because as we come into this moment, when we do any form of mastery work, I mean, real mastery work, and my beloved co-host this evening, I'm really eager to bring in and share. We have so much to share about this. The dance of the ego when you do mastery work is an exquisite recipe of who's going to have control of the soul. It really is. And the way that we are able to create, and the way that our mind operates, and the way that we dance as we are awakening is as individual as each being on the planet. Yet what we have in common is the way that this experience does manifest, does come forward. So as you are on your mastery journey, imagine a year's worth of growth happening in one day. And then you wake up the next morning and, like it or not, you've just stepped into the next year. And this is not going to stop until next Sunday. So just felt a lot of third chakra. You guys in your third chakra, you're so cute. Go ahead, bring your hands to your third chakra. Too cute. Whew, okay. Yeah. Take this in. So on 7-7, you said yes to being in this show right now. You wouldn't let anything stop you. Jess and I had some fascinating journeys getting to you tonight. And yet you're here. We're here together. And no matter what interference, no matter what is being thrown, and I can share with you that I know I have had a lot thrown at me in the past couple days. No matter what is thrown, this is the moment to say yes, to see every single thing. Like Sri and I, just before we got on the air, he was sharing something with me. He was like, oh my gosh, this just happened, you know, blah, 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 blah. And as he was sharing it, he simultaneously said, well, because of that, it made me look at this. And what he looked at is so brilliant and so inspired and so perfect. And so the moral of that story, the gift of us being together now, is that every time you say yes to you, every time you say, okay, I'm going to have mercy on myself. I'm going to live in the fifth dimension where right now I am receiving through the chalice of this beautiful vessel and form, this fountain of energy as I am in this cosmic birthing chamber. And the 33rd dimension is holding open this incredible chalice energy. My body is becoming eternal life with each breath. Wow. That's a champagne moment, don't you think? And so on that champagne moment, I want to bring in my amazing co-host and invite her to be on the show with us right now. Hey, looking as gorgeous as always, it's Jess Dutton. Hey, sweetheart.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for having me. It's always so exciting to be here with you, sharing this time and with all of those that are tuning in. It is really special. So thank you.
Well, you know, I'm so excited about tonight, Jess, that I realized that, shame on Kira Ra, I forgot to give everybody the phone numbers to call in. So let me give you guys the call, although it's fine. And what I saw was the other call board is actually pretty full, and I haven't even given you guys the numbers. So, hey, get on your phones. Here it comes. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Or over at BBS Radio, you can talk to Dawn, the superstar, our producer, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And Jess and I welcome your questions, your comments, and of course, your requests for mini soul readings. And Jess, I've just got to go back to, so I believe this is the first I've shared publicly about the 7 years. How are you doing with that?
I think it makes sense. I just laughed my butt off when you said it. I'm like, oh, that explains everything.
Right? I mean, so tell what's going on. I'm going to drink my green matcha. Aparna made me a green matcha latte. Yummy.
Well, lucky you.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So many blessings. Wow. But yeah, definitely this morning since I woke up, I have traversed, yeah, it feels like an entire year. Yesterday, same deal. When you say think about Sunday, I'm like, yeah, that was forever ago. Let me really call that back in. It's profound, but it's exciting to me because I'm like, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to move through, you know, whatever is showing up so that we can lift and receive. And I definitely witnessed that in action today myself. Like I really woke up with I don't know about a lot of you, but feeling like I got hit by a truck or something and going, what is going on? Okay.
I had to go beyond Dandy Blend. I had to do the real thing this morning. I'm like, no, I need a coffee. Yeah, no, I hear you. And how about last night, the energy, the moon here was almost more powerful than the night before, and it was gold, Jess. It was
gold here.
Oh my gosh. I did not sleep. I didn't even think about getting in bed. It was one of those long work days. Like I literally started at 6 a.m. yesterday, and I think I stopped at midnight. And by 3 o'clock in the morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to be up by 6. And so now I've almost been up now for 48 hours.
Wow. The energy.
Yeah.
Yep. I definitely have had that experience the last few nights of being up late. And then, yeah, this morning I was woken up really early. I actually woke up and like did some work and went back to sleep for a couple of hours.
Why does that sound like I actually woke up and did some work? I mean, why is that funny? I just had to have fun with you because I know how hard you work. You work almost as hard as me, and I know what that means.
Oh boy. Well, yeah. I like my mornings to be kind of, I personally build in flow time in the morning. So for me to get up and just go, I got to do stuff like right now. It was like, I got to do it. And then I fell asleep really peacefully after having done some of that. And then when I woke back up though, it was very strange. That's when I had that feeling of like, what happened in those couple hours this morning? But
that's my waking consciousness, Jess. What happened?
Right? What just happened?
Right? I hear it.
Yeah, it's so funny. And I definitely, it was really interesting because my mind, right, the stuff that comes up in our ego, it wanted to say, you got to get to the store. I'm doing this juice fast, right? And I'm like, I've got to get my juicing stuff. But I had plenty here, but I just felt like I had to go. But I got halfway there and I didn't have my mask and need to wear it to go into this store. And so I turned around, came home, and I was like, I don't need to go to the store. I have to go to the beach, you know? So I just trusted all of it. And I thought I had to do all these other things, but I just said no. And I went and had this like amazing floating experience in Lake Superior. I don't know how to describe her to people. She's an ocean. She's a sea. She's the biggest freshwater body, but her water was actually warm. It's been hot here and normally she's pretty cold, but it's relatively warm speaking. But to me, it was so amazing to just float, be, connect with fifth dimension, lifting up, claiming this 33rd dimensional energy coming in. And oh my God, did that shift my entire experience of my day, and then just carried me from there to here right now. It was fantastic. So yeah, sometimes you have to go to the beach.
Well, that I love that because that's absolutely true. And I want to talk about the alchemy of self-ascension, because this is what's happening right now, is that we are all like, I'm loving that you brought the cosmos with you tonight. It's like you're in this birthing chamber with me right now. We're both kind of like going, yeah, right? We are in a collective moment. So consider that from where you were on Sunday, just 2 days ago, which for me, it does feel like years ago. And in the afternoon, literally right now, just this morning, which I am conscious of in this level was this morning, also feels as if it was, I wouldn't even want to put a timestamp on it. Right? And we're also in a moment where all of our timestamps are coming in. So timestamps are happening more regularly. And I wanted to remind people, if you were with us on Sunday, you saw this, but we had the profound experience over on July 1, when Sri and I were called up to the top of Tosa Blue Mountain, where the revelation that the Ascended Masters abode is now here, the one that had been with us at Lake Audit Lawn. And so we pulled out the picture that shows the Ascended Master at Lake Audit Lawn. I want to try, and there he is. Let's see if you see him right here. Look at this. Sri took that picture. Am I doing good enough? Can you see it?
I can see it. Yeah, we can see it. It's amazing.
Okay. Isn't that crazy amazing? And so I wanted to show that with all of you because this energy is here again in ways that I was giggling about our moat, that we have this beautiful little, and it's really pretty, canal of water, a beautiful fresh running water that we are very blessed to have water rights to. And it literally goes through the heart of our property and it literally border to border, right? And that when I crossed over that, Jess, honest to God, I thought of the Lord of the Rings.
That it is the Lord of the Rings up there.
Right?
When you say that, it is. And I love that area. It is just magic.
Had you seen the face before? Had you seen the master's face in the rock?
I had not seen that before. So that was profound. Connecting, if any of you haven't connected to Sunday's show with Shereen Kira, where you guys shared all these images of Tosa Blue Mountain, crossing that moat, being up there in the sacred sites. And it blew me away completely because I felt like I was transported. I was there just again, and having had the gift of being there. It was just, it's so profound. I don't know. I just can't get over it. And the fact that the Ascended Masters are there, that abode is anchored there. I just can't wait to come back and feel it and touch it.
Oh, what a miracle. Jess, I don't know that I've left. You know, but what was so amazing was the diversity. There was one area I was walking through that had its dark element and needs to be honored, that that's where that little area, and when you walk through, you can feel it. And what's beautiful to me was in this one area, the what they call here the plaga, right? These kind of like aloe looking plants that grow on the trees that will hurt the tree. In this one area, they're gorgeous. They've grown into spirals. They're so big. They're sprouting flowers. They're no longer a dark gray color. They're literally white. And I was sharing with Sri, look at the message as we're walking up the mountain of walking through what very much is an area where that energy is comfortable and flourishing and happy. And I was like, why should we disturb this? And then discovering that everywhere the cactus are growing, I discovered, is where the ancient walls are. So if you see cactus growing, that's where the walls are. And I was clearing away vines that are probably, I don't know, hundreds of years old, maybe since the last time somebody honored this site, maybe longer, it could be thousands of years. And the walls we found there, it was not only an encampment, it was a massive temple complex.
Yeah.
And then to discover more of the petroglyphs. And this is just so extraordinary because we are all in that moment. And think about how we discovered that July 1. And this Sunday, July 5, was when the 7-year up level begins. So we are all up leveling by 7 years. Now, why is that so important? Well, let's count. 2027, right? Going into 2028. So the fact that we are being given a 7-year up level right now means this is a time where that level of mastery that we would have attained then must come into us now. And so how many more beings would have woken up? How many more younger beings are going to wake up? This is why it is so important to be working with our children and to be modeling for them and to really be offering that gift, because if the anger energy gets anchored into the fear, it means that the third dimensional planetary thought body will become a hate thought body. And all that we're being asked to do is say yes to who we are, have a great time doing it, be abundant, flourish. And what's the catch? You got to believe who you are. You got to trust in yourself. And that's why in this 7-year up level this week, anger is today's food of the day. And it's going to come in off and on. You know, this whole week is going to be the universe saying, okay, if you're really ready, and this is one of the things that I've been sharing with those around me, you've just got to make it through Sunday. This intensity will get a lot better next Sunday. It's actually going to start getting a lot more better on Saturday. And it's going to actually start turning around by Thursday, right? We're only at Tuesday. And so we just have to breathe through tomorrow. And then by Thursday, Mercury's here going, hey, check out this heart, right? Just beam in light. What would you like to do, warrior of light? So how is that manifesting around your world, Jess?
That's really exciting. And I imagine a lot of people are relieved to hear that the intensity will ease up a bit. I had that thought this morning, even like, you just got to move through this week. Just keep doing what you're doing. You just got to get through this week.
Right.
You know, it's a thought I had. But yeah, boy, you can feel and see and sense that anger, you know, in so many beings right now and in the collective presence, definitely. And I had my own moment yesterday of my own stuff, you know.
I had my own. Everyone will.
Yeah. And thank goodness to be able to have tools and perspective to help know, like, this isn't forever, or this isn't, you know, I can work with this. You know, you can work with it. Whatever is coming forward, you can work with it and move through it because you're a master. But yeah, it's very, very fascinating. And I love that energy of the seven, right? Because in ascended numerology, mastery right. Service.
Well, and don't you love that we have 7-7, which is double mastery service, but then together that's the 14, which brings us to the 5, right? Right? And the eternal life. I mean, let's look at the moment at hand, the 33rd between now and July and August 8th. So let's talk about the alchemy. I'm going to do a screen share and I want to bring up the alchemy of self-ascension because this is really important. We are at a moment right now where everybody seeing that okay? So what is happening is that this is the actual alchemy of the miracle enlightenment process within. This is essentially you in the state of the full experience of the yoga of self-ascension. And this is what brings you into that zero point energy that sustains the Taurus. So I just want to explain the diagram first because this is what's happening. And on August 8th, and this is why you see our beautiful lion goddess there behind screen. On August 8th, what's going to happen is that when that lion's gate opens, if you look at the top here, you see that beautiful representation of the zero point within a circle, that eternal sun energy, that point of creation. I've been seeing that as like the discus of Vishnu. And that right now, Vishnu's eyes are closed, but there's this transcendent smile. As Vishnu, it just has this perfectly balanced gold, it's all gold, discus. And I've been seeing this vision for quite a while now. And I just keep hearing the lion's gate. And what I keep seeing, what they're showing me, and so far it has not changed, is that on 8-8, Vishnu stands and like flicks his finger. And not only does the discus go, I mean, not only does it leave him, there's like, so many, the sky is gold. So this is a launch date. This is a moment of divine empowerment. However, this is the empowerment of the warrior spirit, of the balance. The warrior spirit is when we love ourselves enough to stand through in our divine presence, the energy that would seek us to doubt the truth of us. You are not crazy. You are not alone. Your experiences absolutely have validity. And we actually get it. And the reason we're sharing this with you this way, the reason we are out here doing what we do, I know for myself, you couldn't have, I would have done anything to find a tribe that could have even begun to understand what I was going through. And now what I understand is that was not, it was my journey not to have a tribe. Instead, I got the blessing of Sri Ramka. And it was one of the first things Zadkiel said to us was, you will have each other for this journey. And after 18 years of having everything thrown at us to stop us, we never stopped. This is that moment for all of you. This is that moment where Jess, myself, all the beautiful people that I know are standing up and saying, we are here. We are ready. We are open and we are guided. And we are not afraid of who we are. And we are not afraid of you being able to crush who we are, because that is how we have stopped this expanded light process. We have done it to ourselves. And so this is the moment where the universe is saying, look, you're either going to go 7 years forward. And really, you know, almost feel that. I was feeling like I was moving the timelines for you. So if we were right here, right now, I want you to take in a breath. And on the exhale, just flow with the energy expansion. Go out 7 years, breathe in. And let's go out 7 years. Whoa. Breathe in and bring it all the way back to right now. Whoa. Do you feel that? Jess, how you doing? You feel that?
That is awesome. I am enjoying that a lot.
Yeah. That's what's happening with every breath right now. So have mercy on your body and have mercy on your emotions. But more importantly, live in the fifth dimension. No matter what gets thrown at you, you're going to have to want it. What do you want more? What do you want more? And so pay attention, because that's all this is. It's really just the universe saying, how bad you want it, you know, and I'm doing that kind of tongue in cheek, but that really is what's happening right now. And I want to go back and share the alchemy again, because this is why it's important to understand that the yoga of self-ascension assists you to become alchemically transformed. And the miracle enlightenment is when we are able to live our mastery presence without any fear. Thereby, we are in full creation. And so I want to bring just a few things to your attention. Number one, you'll notice that the alchemy of miracle enlightenment is that which says we are the princess, prince, goddess, god, priestess, priest, queen, king, wrapped with the wise woman, the woman, the woman, the human, that we are all within this benevolent energy, this energy of creation. And you see that circle and the dot, the sun, the rising creation. That is the energy of the discus. That is the energy of the lion's gate. That is the energy that you are in right now. And those four steps around there that keep this whole model going are the four steps of the yoga of self-ascension, which Archangel Zadkiel has taught us you will always traverse. And goodness knows, I know I'm certainly never stopped traversing them. And they have no specific order, but it is simply be in union, release judgment, unconditional love, and surrender. And that all of these begin with the self. Be in union with the self. Release judgment of the self. Unconditional love of the self. Surrender the illusion. And discover self. Those are the four steps of the yoga of self-ascension. That's what all the practices are about. That's what we do. And in the center, you see there's the Taurus energy in the center of the Merkaba. But in the center of that, you see the peace, love, and joy. That's what holds that zero point energy for you. Is when the first, second, and third chakras stabilize. First chakra as your peace, second chakra as love, third chakra as joy. And way in the center, and if you're looking between the A in peace and kind of the O, V in love, you'll see right in the center there, that is the center of the heartbeat of Avesa, which is the actual breath of life that pumps into this alchemical transformation. And when we give ourselves the gift of that divine empowerment, and this is what WWA Global does. WWA Global is a forum for empowering the alchemical process of the yoga of self-ascension in the all. And it does demand a feminine presence. It is about women. It is about, we have to, at the end of the day, come back to women. And Jess, I'm coming back to you, because you really are extraordinary in the way that you champion women, the way that you champion, have championed your own evolution, and the way that you are championing the expansion that is here right now. So let's just take a moment and talk about, you know, this is powerful times for women and certainly the divine feminine. So let's take a moment and talk about that. And then let's invite in some of these amazing callers.
Absolutely. It really is such a profound moment where women, regardless, you know, if you feel like you were born woman or not, but that we are being called to stand up and yes. Stop stopping ourselves. Stop we've had enough millennia of saying, you know, shouldn't shine, shouldn't do it. I'm scared, letting other people stop us, letting ourselves be squashed. And it's time to be done. That like lioness that's coming forward in us of saying, we're here. This is how the healing anchors on the planet, is through us. And it is collaboration, it is cooperation, it is linked arms, and it is bringing a compassion and love to the planet and inviting all of us to look deeply at our own self, you know. And I'm so excited. Like, I literally am vibrating as I just connect with the power that we are coming forward with. And to know on the lion's gate, I mean, yeah, we didn't know how perfectly this was all going to line up.
Are you kind of mind blown? I mean, I'm still going, how did we pull that off? Like, I'm still really blown away. divine, right?
Absolutely. So it's been so guided in that we are coming together to bring this energy to our families, to our communities, to the world. We are building that vision. I know so many of you feel that vision of the world where it's the peace and the love and how our children learn and grow and our planet being cared for and our relationship with her, you know, that we're in relationship and she is our mother, but we are also grown up, you know, we are coming into our own so that we can assist her even more greatly. It's extremely exciting. And it's the moment I know I was born for, and I know many of us were. So yeah, I'm honored.
I want to underscore something you just said. You knew you were born for this. Yeah. Because see, this is the other energy of this week. That's also, it's that past life thing I was talking about, that deep within all of us, you wouldn't be connecting with this show. And Jess, I know you've been through this too, right? Deep within you, there's probably two things that have always been there. A sense of the world destroying itself. And like a, not either a memory or a fear, but just some sense of that. And also an overwhelming sense of deja vu about all of this. And many other things that will happen. But that is what I was mentioning earlier. And I'm glad you brought this up, because right now, all of that is woven together, whether you know it or not. And that's going to be the final part of the ego. Because all of that that's woven together right now is what is feeding this ego. It's like the ego is, it's like the ego's last stand. It's like, okay, yeah, if you've ascended in this life, let me go back a few, right? And so that's going to be in everybody's space too.
Absolutely. Whether or not we're conscious of what's there, you know, you may or may not be tuned into that, but if you don't know what is going on, like, what is this massive energy? Why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel like stopping? You know,
right.
It could very well be these past lives that the ego is pulling from. It's pulling out everything, right?
Exactly. It's doing a good job. The key is to stay awake to do it better. You know, this is, and this is why, again, it's so powerful. July is what? It's an experience month. And the experience is about, you're all going to have the veil lifted and be able to see beyond. And the question is, what level of consciousness are you seeing beyond with and into? So pretty profound. I mean, lots of disclosures, lots of things will come to light, but it will be the manipulation of what you believe. And that's why this has been, what was June? Anchor up here in the fifth dimension. And now we still have this beautiful chalice, right? Look at this chalice. Is this amazing? This beautiful chalice that is saying, drink from the well of eternal life. You are able to do this. And yes, this week, the energy of the density is going to be so different than that, that's why everything, all the stops, so to speak, are being pulled out.
Right.
Yeah. So should we say hi to some people?
Yes, let's do that.
All right. Let's go over to BBS Radio over at our 800 number. We have a first time caller, Jess, and this is Olivia from California. Namaste, Olivia. Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm calling to see if I can get a reading, a soul reading. It's my first time calling, so I'm really excited to hear you.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, first of all, I just want to invite you. You're so precious. If you're able to bring at least one hand to your heart, please do so. And also, okay, this beauty, I just keep seeing you And there's this beautiful, I want to use it, it's not quite blue, but it's like a bluish color. I was going to say angel, but it's really more of a mastery presence that's around you. And what's so beautiful is that it keeps changing. Like one minute I'm seeing what looks like an angel, then I'm seeing what looks like a butterfly, but then I'm seeing a dragonfly, and then I'm seeing a beautiful goddess, and then I'm seeing this beautiful like kingly presence, and it's just moving around you, and it just keeps transforming and transforming and transforming. And the message that's coming through for you, and it's funny because, you know, Jess was talking about the water earlier. It's very much like that, a master I just showed you. Like it's coming out of this watery crystalline field of light and creation. And it's the same message. And it's, by the way, very strong in my ears. Like my ears, I feel like there's pressure in them. Like if I was in the deep end of the pool kind of thing, really pressure in my ears right now. And what they're saying is our deepest love. Go deeper within, for we have been here, we will always be here, and we are with you now. You are ready to take the step. All you need do is say yes. And they're showing me your heart right here, and I'm feeling a lot of pressure. And they're saying that your heart will always be relieved when you are able to see clearly that which is right before you. And I want you to take in a breath. And Jess, I'm going to pass it to you because I can feel that you're also receiving quite a bit for this beautiful being.
Yeah, feeling that beautiful energy of the water and flow and crystalline birthing and that message to really open, you know, your third eye and really see beyond the eyes of this world. Everything that you are looking at, observing, see beyond the physical eyes. Look and gaze deeper. And Jeff, definitely, as you were sharing here, like all these transforming images, I saw the fairy too with the wings, just, you know, this just beautiful, bright fairy, angel, all of these beings. And it's just so beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
We love you, Olivia. Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste. Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye. Oh, Jess, you know, every time my heart is so filled, I'm just, you know, like there's so much presence, right? Presence, presence, presence. And so we're going to run over here to our call board over at Oneness Talk Radio, and we're going to jump in and we're going to go to Massachusetts tonight. Hey, namaste, Massachusetts. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Hi, this is Sophia. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so grateful for all that you share, and I have been just blown away by how everything that you have been saying the past couple of weeks have been manifesting in my life. It's just been beyond miraculous, the changes, the transformations I always hoped for, but never really sort of believed would come. It's just been really intense and magical. And at the same time, as you've been sharing today, a lot of the universe asking, are you sure? Are you sure? And so I'm just calling in to see if I could get a mini soul reading, please. I'll be honored.
Well, first of all, sweetheart, we are honored. And thank you. And my heart and my smile, as you can tell, I really need you to hear that. Thank you for saying yes to you. See, you're modeling the law of instantaneous manifestation. We are in a moment. July is when you can actually command the alchemy of self-ascension, right? The transcendence of your miracle alignment. This is the empowerment of the law of instantaneous manifestation, which means that you are in this birthing chamber with Jess and I tonight in this beautiful receiving coming in from the fifth dimension. And this is one of the gifts that is around you right now. And it's so funny. You've got five behind you. Two of them are blood relatives. This is going back a few generations, stunning energy. And then the other three in between them are two ascended masters and an angel right here. And it's Michael, by the way. He wanted me to tell you that. So when you have this, and they stand like a pyramid, like the top of the exploded crown. So you have Archangel Michael literally right up here above you, then these beautiful ascended masters, and then these two beautiful relatives. And what's happening is that you are being called, and it's Michael who's like, he's got his sword and he's doing this. It's like you're being knighted, you know, like Mike Michael's doing this to you right now. You are being called to realize not only are you a lineage holder in your family, you are the one who can cut the ties that have kept everyone bound, and that you are being called to a moment of empowerment that you have not ever been to before. And that while it may look intimidating, what you are being offered right now is the assurance and the affirmation of your ability, if you remain, and they just keep saying the same thing over and over again, in steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. And as I'm sharing that with you, I need you to hear that right here, like this top area of the back, you know, where the right below where the neck hits the back, that those few upper vertebrae there, I just felt a really strong tightening. So I want you to bring your breath there. And I want any of you that feel any tightness up there to bring your breath to that area. And I want you to really just, and this is going back, if you were with us last night, bring your hands to your heart. I am resurrection. I am light. I am resurrection. I am light. I am. And I want you to breathe that in and really feel that come in. And Jess, I'm going to let you take us.
Take the leap. Take the leap. Do it. Do what is in your consciousness to create. You're being asked now to really trust. And sometimes that leap looks like really scary, but it's actually, once you do it, you're like, oh, that was easy. No big deal. Like, you totally got this. And remembers, we're in the birthing chamber. Sometimes it does feel intense. So yes, we've got to breathe through it. Ooh, you are moving through much and you are so beautiful and precious. Thank you so much for being here and saying yes to yourself and mastery. This is an epic moment and you've got this. You 100% have got this. Just keep birthing.
We love you, Sophia. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
We love you, honey. Bye-bye. Wow. You know, just before we move to our next caller, this is just so you know, this week and this energy, and there is this moment where it really takes a breath in to consider, and we were talking about this last night. I was talking about this on the show on Sunday. This week, in that 7-year up level, think about that. In that 7-year up level, in this huge amount of energy that's coming in, what if your dreams really are coming true? What if everything you've ever dreamed of, how you ever knew your life was going to flow, was actually starting to unfold in front of you? Because that's what's happening. You are right now witnessing the sum total of your dream. So if you have been dreaming in your visionary expanded state, you're going to have a much greater visionary expanded state. If you have been preoccupied with all of the drama and all of the chaos and your mind has been all around here, you're in a 7-year experience of that this week. And so imagine the blessing of simply doing it this week, because number one, it's the right thing to do. And number two, because as you call forward this divine service, as you become, as you try on the truth of who you are even more, isn't this a great moment? You know, give yourself a day, right? I'm always telling people, just do it. Put on your Ascended Master costume for one day. And then if you like it, put it on again the next day. And then the universe will start saying, now, if you want to keep it on, let me show you what else you're going to need to do. That's the moment we're in right now. Does that feel that way for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm resonating with it all. I am extremely excited about this moment, but I can also feel definitely a lot of people holding their breath like, oh my gosh, you know, what if I do it wrong or I'm creating wrong? And you can't be, but it really
right?
Like what you're creating more of, and just to be really aware if you catch yourself going into the distractions or the chaos, and your focus is scattered. And if that happens, having mercy and forgiveness and coming back to our heart. But it's so profound. I am just really actually feeling that energy anchoring in me and witnessing it in a lot of my clients and others. It's so exciting. And yes, whatever we dreamed is possible and so much more. It goes way beyond our mind can even comprehend.
That is the is really valuable because it does. And you know, I want to, speaking of that, I want to bring up something we talked about last night during Monday Magic. And Monday Magic, if you don't know what that is for those of us that are really diving into this work, living in the fifth dimension. Every Monday night, we gather as community and Sri and I really dive into it, usually an hour and a half to 2 hour session where pretty amazing stuff happens. And last night, we were talking about in lesson five of Living in the Fifth Dimension, we were talking about the Lemurian Revolution and about when we honestly understand that energy, it literally unlocks everything that's happening on the planet right now. And I wanted to really invite a quick dialogue with you about that, because this is something that, and I noticed in the chat last night, and you were there, and I'd love your feedback, that even those that have been tracking with our work, when they really, really got the grasp of that, I found it to be a very beautiful, uplifting moment of consciousness. And so I'm just wanting to invite, how has it been for you since last night? Because remember, that was last year, right? Last year, last night.
That was definitely last year. Holy
right?
cow.
Right?
Yeah, that was profound because, of course, yeah, having done this work and following you guys and diving into it and having been with these lessons and everything, but it did. It clicked last night in a whole different way. And then today I'm able to just look at the world and be like, oh, that is what is happening. There is these energies that birthed ancient, it's so long ago, but it's so right now is that moment where we can see it and say, oh, there's what is trying to stop us and there's where the uplift is. And I think it's really neat that it's so much, it's clear cut, really. It's like,
right? I mean, it's just, it's so obvious. It's like, okay, but here's the greater gift that for me is when I'm able to witness, and I'm curious, I bet you have some clients you can say this about, hopefully, I would think, that is to witness someone who would have considered something like much less Lumeria or the Lumerian Revolution or the way the archangelic realm just so factually says, look, here it is, right? But to have it so clear, and to fly in the face of the co-creation. In many respects, when you wake up, of course it would have to. You know, yet when you have woken up to it, it's so obvious and so clear. And this is the simplicity that once we say yes, once we really take that leap of faith of ourself, right? Isn't it really about our own soul mirror and saying, okay, I'm going to trust that person right there enough to trust that person there, right? Mm-hmm. Then it gets easier and things get so clear, right?
It's so nice. It's so wonderful. It right? really is. Sometimes we really fight ourselves on it, you know, because.
Oh, I did.
Right. Oh yeah. I'm an expert.
Me too. Right. I mean, you know, hello. Right.
Right. So it's so amazing though. It's like once you really say yes and see the truth of it, it's just funny. I keep laughing, you know, and just going, oh my gosh, like, and it doesn't matter like how long you've done this work or whatever. It's like a whole new flipping level where, you know,
oh, felt that in my third chakra.
Yeah. Hopping through that has been, it's a relief. It's exciting. It's taking our power back. It's standing in the co-creative presence of who we are and saying, no more of that. No more of the that.
Oh, none of us, as we say here in Ecuador. Yeah. None of us. And so, believe it or not, Jess, the show has like 60 seconds left. I know, how did that happen? And so a couple things, my beloved angels, if you have not been to wwaglobal.com, why not get there? Join us, be part of the roar, help us get the word out, let others know. And there are still some fabulous pre-registration discounts. It is very inexpensive. And the minute you say yes, you get private access to Champion Jess. Sri, and Kira in our private back room of the WWA Global. Come join us in the alchemy and the beauty of the yoga of self-ascension. And remember, this Saturday, the 11th, is an up-level. And just because of some surprise things that have happened with our arriving guests, we are going to be here at Tosa Blue Mountain that day, and we're going to go to Chobshi on the 12th. We were told to flip it. And so we will have video, and we are very excited. And so, beloved angels, selfascensionstudios.com is where you can learn more about Jess Juntunen. Jess, as always, thank you for the blessing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor to be with all of you. Keep shining and thriving.
What she said. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.